It's 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of WPR. John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. Well, you know, one of the things about broadcasting is that nothing is ever certain until you're on the air with it. And we had some confusion about the timing of our interview with the authors of the book Empires of Food, which I'm happy to say I did not stay up all night reading. I read it yesterday afternoon, or the portions of it that I thought relevant to the discussion. Anyway, we aren't going to be talking about that. So instead, here's what we're going to do. As you know, there's an election coming up in November, and if you didn't know, you haven't been listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, but there is an election coming up in November, and there is a primary coming up in September, because we have a lot of candidates running for governor in the state of Wisconsin, among other things. There are a lot of other elections. This hour, we're going to focus on the election for Wisconsin's next governor. Governor Jim Doyle announced that he was not running, opening up the field to a whole bunch of people, and with no incumbent, that does, you know, kind of open things up. So what we're going to do today is find out what you think about the candidates who are running for governor. And so for this hour, here's what I want you to do. I want you to call. In fact, I'm begging you to call 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org or a post on our Facebook page. Look for Kathleen Dunn. There's a fan page on Facebook. You can post your comment there. I want to know who you are supporting for governor at this point and why. And when you call in and we put you on the air, you'll have about 30 seconds. I'm not going to put a stopwatch on it, but we don't want everybody to go on and on because I'm sure there'll be a lot of phone calls. I want to know who you're supporting for governor and why. And what I would like you to do is tell me what you like about your candidate, not what you don't like about the other candidates. So let's keep this positive. You call in, you'll have about 30 seconds to tell me who you're supporting for governor and why you're supporting them. Tell me what you like about your candidate. And the list of who's running for governor is actually fairly long. I mean, if you looked at most of the reporting on this issue, you would think there were only three people running, but there are quite a few more. On the Democratic side, of course, Tom Barrett, the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, is the candidate who gets the most press. He's a former congressman and a former state senator. He was a state representative. He also ran against Jim Doyle, I believe, in 2002. But Jared Christensen is also running as a Democrat. He's a high school student. Tim John is a publishing company owner and author. He's running. Dominic Reinwand is running. He's a construction worker. Frederick Westfall is also running as a Democrat. So there are a number of Democratic candidates. Here's who's running on the Republican side. Of course, Scott Walker, again, is one of the two Republicans getting the most press. He's a Milwaukee County executive, and he's running for governor. Mark Newman, a former congressman and the chair of a nonprofit group. He also owns a real estate and a building, home construction company. He is from, I think, near Waukesha. Anyway, he's running as a Republican. He unsuccessfully ran for the U.S. Senate in 1998. Scott Patrick is also Republican running for governor. He's an expert Wisconsin Rapids City Councilman, a financial planner, and he ran for city clerk in Wisconsin Rapids in 1986. John Sheets is a retired teacher. Travis Swenby, Mark Todd is a businessman who is running for governor as a Republican. So a lot of people running. What I want to know is who you are supporting and why. And again, I would like you to confine your remarks to what you like about your candidate. Tell me what it is about that candidate that's going to get you to go into the voting booth and either mark your ballot or pull the lever or whatever it is you're going to do. What is it that's compelling you to support that particular individual? And we'll try to keep track a little bit. I'm not going to call this a straw poll, but we'll see how it goes. All right, here's the phone number for you to call, 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org, or you can post on our Facebook page. Look for Kathleen Dunn on Facebook. There's a fan page there. You should be able to post. And we will start in Milwaukee, and John is on the line. First of all, I like the name. Good name, John. John, who are you supporting for governor and why?
Well, in the primary, I'm going to support Mark Newman, primarily because he has real life skilled business experience, unlike his primary opponent who never had a private sector job in his life.
Okay, you're supporting Newman. You like his experience, and that would be why. John, thank you for that. Let's go next to Milton in Madison.
Hello, I'm supporting none of the above. I won't vote for any of them because they are all, each and every one of them, more interested in the needs of their contributors than the needs of the voters.
Okay, as a vote for none of the above, and I don't think you're alone in that, Milton. Bob in Blue Mounds.
Bob, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good so far, but the hour isn't over yet.
Okay, I'm going to vote for Johnson, and I have a little comment I'd like to make, and I hear it on National Public Radio a lot, where the Democrats are called the Democratic Party, and that's really a misnomer. It's the Democrat Party. To do otherwise would just be like to say that Republicans are anything but Democratic, and Democratic is the process we use in order to elect either a Democrat or a Republican.
Okay. Johnson, I think he's running for Senate, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, perhaps he is.
Yeah, he is. He's running against Feingold. Who do you like for governor?
Anybody but that's not a Democrat.
Okay, I got you there. All right, thanks, Bob. Michelle in Waukesha. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. My candidate of choice is Mark Newman, and the reason for that is because of his construction background. It seems as though the construction industry, the architectural industry, the engineering business, anything to do with the built environment, we don't get proper representation. The teachers get proper representation. Most recently, the automotive industry got the bailout. What about the construction industry? People file bankruptcy every day. Nobody bails them out.
Okay. You're supporting Mark Newman. Thank you, Michelle, for that call. We'll go to Pat in Mazomanie next. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I'm supporting Mark Newman also. I'm supporting him because I think he's the only one who will take seriously cutting out some of the $2.5 million deficit that the state has, or whatever, billion, I can't remember.
It's a big number, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's a big number. And also because he has shown as a private citizen that he's willing to use his own resources to solve educational problems. He's set up private schools in Milwaukee that I believe are very successful. That's it.
Okay, you are supporting Newman. Thank you. That's Newman is getting the popular support along with none of the above here this morning. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. Who are you supporting for governor in the upcoming primary? There's a primary on both sides of the ballot, Republican and Democratic. Or Democrat. Boy, I'm sure not going to get into that debate, I don't think. I would just get confused. Regardless of who you're going to support in the primary, tell us who and tell us why. What is it you like about your candidate? Not what you don't like about the other guys. Sell your candidate. You'll have about 30 seconds to do so. 800-642-1234. Talk at WPR. And you can also post something on Facebook. Jeff in Wausau is next. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, John. I like that name, too.
Okay.
I'm supporting Tom Barrett. There's a lot of reasons to support Tom Barrett, but obviously the most public reason recently was his intervention in a quarrel. And some woman was in distress, and often all of us wonder how we would respond. Well, we know how he responded, and he's the guy that I would want on my side. He got beat up, but he still responded in a positive way.
Thanks, okay, Jeff. Jeff, thanks for the call. Jeff in Wausau supporting Barrett. Let's go to Gertrude in West Bend. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm supporting Tom Barrett.
All right.
And I think one of the most important things is he's a very honorable man, and he listens to both sides. He's not someone who comes out radically one way or another. He was a great he's very well prepared for politics because he's worked on the national level and the local level. He looks carefully at things. I just think he's the kind of person that I would like to be leading our government. Thank you.
All right, Gertrude in West Bend likes Tom Barrett. Let's go next to Grace in Middleton. Grace, good morning.
Good morning. I'm voting for Newman, and I just feel that he's just overly grounded, and he just is grounded with the public, and you see that in many of his actions and his overall long-term history with Wisconsin.
Okay, Grace, thanks for that. Another Newman supporter. We have quite a few of those so far in this hour. 800-642-1234. Tell us who you're supporting for governor in the primary and why. We'll go to Shatek, and M is with us in Shatek. Good morning.
Good morning. My vote is for Tom Barrett, and I believe he is an honest, straight-shooting person, and he has varied experience, which can only benefit him in the race.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. And I should update our list of candidates because I missed a couple. We have one independent running, Jim Langer. Haven't heard from a supporter of Jim Langer's yet. I'm sure there are some out there. Let's see. The Common Sense Party, James is on the ballot. That's another candidate you can talk about. By the way, Mark Newman will be on with Ben Marins today, so you'll be able to talk to him and ask him some questions. All right, let's go next to Dorothy in Greendale.
Yes,
Dorothy,
hi.
Good morning.
I'm a strong Tom Barrett supporter, and I'm mainly championing Tom Barrett because I think he's going to champion the middle class, be compassionate with the poor, and I do trust him and think he's honest, which is rare nowadays. I think he's just as honest as Russ Feingold, and I think those people are hard to find.
All right, Dorothy, thanks for the call. Let's go next to Cindy in Eau Claire. Cindy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm voting for Tom Barrett because he has been exceptional as a mayor, bringing new business and jobs into the city of Milwaukee. And I think if people are wanting more construction, more job creation, they should really consider him.
Okay, Cindy, thanks a lot for the call. Well, so far it's Newman and Barrett and none of the above. Let's get a different perspective, I think, from Tim in Elm Grove. Tim,
hey,
good morning.
I'm just calling. This must be the first Scott Walker fan on here. And I hope I'm not getting too many fans angry because I've heard on the other calls. And first, before I go in support of Scott Walker, I do want to say Tom Barrett's a very honorable man. I actually go to school with his son. But with Scott Walker, I met with him 2 months ago, and he's just a very straightforward guy. He seems a lot like Chris Christie in New Jersey. And I like that attitude, that kind of attitude of just kind of barreling through with that, with things in terms of the budget and so forth. And he has a history of cutting down the budget. We've had Milwaukee County had a surplus over the past 2 years, and I think with the economy being the most major issue right now for Americans, that's probably the most critical thing to focus on right now. So I think both candidates are a good thing, but that's the man I'm coming out in support of, and I've been on his campaign for a while.
All right, Scott Walker supporter Tim from Elm Grove. Let's go to Tom in Ashland next.
Hi, good morning. I'm supporting Tom Barrett.
Okay, tell me why.
First off, I think he has the necessary experience with the other things that he's already done to do a good job in high-level politics. Also, do appreciate what he did for the young woman in Milwaukee. It was beginning to sound for a minute there like Newman's campaign had organized a call-in thing here. So
would have been pretty tough since we didn't make the decision to do this show until about 4 minutes after 10. But, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but anyway, I just think that Barrett has a really good resume for doing this and that he would do a good job.
Okay. Another supporter of Tom Barrett. Let's go next to Lois in West Dallas. Lois, good morning.
Good morning. I'm supporting Tom Barrett because not only because he is an honorable man and for all the reasons the other people have mentioned, but I also want to point out that his bachelor's degree was in economics and that he, among the many things he has done, he's worked as a bank examiner for the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So I think his experience in the state legislature, in the Congress, as mayor, and having had an economic background will help enormously at this time of economic distress. And I believe he is the only one running that does have that kind of a background who actually understands the economy and can work with Washington to get some help for Wisconsin.
Okay, another Tom Barrett supporter from West Dallas. Thanks, Lois, for the call. Ellen in Milwaukee, you'll be next. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning. Tom Barrett, for all the reasons mentioned above, and besides which, I'm a staunch Democrat.
Okay. Ellen, thank you very much for the call. Sandra in Oconomowoc. Go ahead.
I will have another vote in for Tom Barrett. I'm an independent voter, but I think he will provide, for all the reasons people have already iterated, the best leadership for this state.
All right. Thank you very much. 800-642-1234 is the number to call to join our discussion here this morning. Here's what we're doing. We're asking you to call in and tell us who you're voting for in the primary, coming up. There are a gaggle of candidates on both sides of the ballot, on all sides of the ballot, however many sides you want to put it. And we want to know who you're supporting and why. Tell us what you like about your candidate. I really don't want you to talk about the other candidates. Talk about yours. Why is your candidate the one you're supporting? What is it about this person that is causing you to go into the booth and put their name down on your ballot? 800-642-1234. Here's what it looks like so far. Tom Barrett has had 9 calls. And we're also starting to get some emails. I'll take those after the break as well. 4 for Newman, 1 for Walker, 1 for none of the above. This is not an official poll. It is not scientific in any way, shape, or form, and it signifies nothing. I'm just keeping score. I'm John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of WPR. It's just about 25 minutes after 10 o'clock. Good morning. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday. John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. Later on today, in fact, after 5, Ben Marins will be talking with Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Newman. So you can call in and ask questions. He's Wisconsin Public Radio has been covering all of the candidates running for governor and giving you an opportunity to question them and find out more about their positions on the campaign. This hour, we're letting you call in and do a little campaigning yourself. You can call and tell us who you're voting for in the primary, who you're supporting in the primary, and why. And again, please tell us why you like your candidate, not why you don't like somebody else. Stick to who you're supporting. Tell us in about 30 seconds or so who you like. You can also send an email. Well, let me give the phone number first. 800-642-1234 is the number. 800-642-1234. The email address, talk@WPR.org. And here's another support for Tom Barrett in an email. Emailer says, I think he is of good character. Also, most people have forgotten this, but in the 2002 Democratic primary election, Barrett's campaign was found to be the most honest by a test the Isthmus used and the most direct about attempting to address the state's budget problems. So another supporter of Tom Barrett. Let's go back to the phones, and we'll talk first with Andrea in Johnson Creek. Andrea, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, John. I think you're doing a great job on such short notice with the show.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't have any choice.
There you
so
go.
Who are you, who are you supporting? Who are you supporting for governor?
I would like to support Scott Walker because I consider myself an independent voter, and I also work in the construction industry, and I feel most confident that Scott Walker will not raid the segregated funds, such as the transportation fund.
All right. Another supporter for Scott Walker. Thank you very much, Andrea, and for the good wishes as well. I'll take all of those I can get. Next, we'll go to Paula in Janesville. Paula, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'd like to have the Democrats against the Republicans.
Okay. Who are you supporting for governor?
Oh, I'm sorry. Tom Barrett.
Okay. And what is it about Tom Barrett that appeals to you?
Well, I believe that he's more personable and equitable, and he'd be oriented to the civil rights of our country.
Okay. Thank you very much, Paula. Here's another email, from Jim in Green Bay, who says that he is supporting Tim John in the primary because he has a clear and just vision for pulling together as a society. So that's why he's supporting Tim John for governor. I interviewed Tim John when I was filling in for Joy Cardine. I want to say it was in May, but I could be wrong. You could probably find that on if you go to WPR.org, you could listen to that interview if you wanted to. Let's see. We'll go back to the phones, and Pat in Brookfield will be next. Pat, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm supporting Scotty Walker. Like the caller two callers ago, I'm kind of more of an independent. I remember living in Milwaukee County 8 years ago and what rough shape the county was in with the whole pension scandal. He's a rare politician. He actually did what he said. He wasn't going to introduce any budgets, raising taxes. Every budget he introduced, he held that pledge. I also like him because I think last time he ran, he got about 58% of the vote in a very Democratic county. So I think he can work across the aisle. Finally, I heard both him and Tom Barrett speak at the Madison Business Day several months back. I think he connected very well to the business community, understands the business community, and right now I just want a great contrast compared with our current governor, and I think he's the guy.
All right, Pat, thanks for that. That's three now for Scott Walker. Let's see, Clyde in Dish Mills.
Hi,
Clyde, good morning.
I'm for Tom Barrett with reservations. I might not vote for him in the primary just because of that. I don't like the commercial he's running right now about taking health care away from prisoners. I think he should be more positive and figure out how to keep more people out of jail to keep prison costs down instead of trying to kill them off. But if he would get rid of some of those kind of ideas and be more progressive, well, I could be a full-fledged supporter. Thank you.
All right, Clyde, Barrett supporter with kind of, we'll put an asterisk next to Clyde's vote. From Judith, an email saying, I'm supporting Tom Barrett because I believe he'll continue and enhance what Governor Doyle began and will make cuts in state spending that will not hurt the working people any more than he has to. An acknowledgement that we're probably all going to feel some pain going forward. Chris in Green Bay, you're next. Chris, good morning.
I'd like to support Tom Barrett because anybody that Jim Doyle would support, I would support too, because I don't think we pay enough fees and taxes in this state that plus that, I think Barrett can bring to the rest of Wisconsin what he promised to do to fix the dumping in Milwaukee of all the sewage. So I think he can do that for the rest of Wisconsin.
All right. Thank you, Chris, in Green Bay for that one. George in Milwaukee, we'll go to you next. George, good morning.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Barrett because I think he's a cheapskate. I know from living in Milwaukee that he has cut city services trying to go down to the bone. And I think also see that he's personally a cheapskate because when he got beat up when he was at State Fair Park last year, you know why? Because he parked his car six blocks away so he wouldn't have to pay for parking. So he doesn't believe in special privileges for office holders. I like that.
Okay. Thanks, George. Let's see. Andrew, who's on the road somewhere. Andrew, I hope you're being safe with that phone.
Yes, we are. And I would just like to say I'm voting for Tom Barrett. And I'm voting for him because I believe he will inspire the educational system. And the children in our country are our most important resource. Anyone against education and cutting education funds is not my candidate.
All right, Andrew, thanks for that, and stay safe out there. Tom in Menominee, we'll get your views next.
Hello,
Tom, good morning.
Hello there. I'm Tom. Actually, I'm running for state assembly myself, but I have to vote for Scott I've met Scott several times, Scott Walker, and he is a really down-to-earth guy. He's proven his track record by keeping the taxes under control there in Milwaukee County. And, you know, he's been reelected three times by in an area that's predominantly Democratic. And I think that that speaks a lot for what the people in that area think of him.
Okay, Tom, thanks for that. That's four for Walker. Just to give you an idea of where we are now, none of the above has won. Mark Newman and Scott Walker have four each. Tim John, one of the Democrats running in the primary, has one, and Tom Barrett has 16. Carly in Milwaukee, you'll be next. Hi, Carly.
Hi, thank you. I'm voting for Tom Barrett, and I have various reasons, but what I wanted to mention was an article I read about him in the Shepherd Express where he really gave a detailed picture of what kind of cuts he would make and stuff to help with the state budget. And he really specified specific plans and goals and was very detailed about it and open about it. And so I really like that about him, that he's willing to share with the public specific goals and plans for our state.
All right. Thanks a lot for that call, Carly. 800-642-1234 is the phone number. If you get a busy signal, try again, because we're going through these fairly quickly, so lines will be opening up. And we have a line for Jason in Appleton next. Jason,
hey,
good morning.
Hey, I would like to cast my vote for Tom Barrett. Reason being, you know, I think so much of the reason, you know, with the oil spill that we have going on and the economic crisis, I believe so much of that is due to greediness of big businesses. And to me, the Democratic Party just tends to be a little less associated, although they're definitely still associated, but just a little less associated with big businesses. And I truly believe that we need to watch out for a lot of these companies, because a lot of times they don't have our best interests in mind. So that's why I'm voting for Tom Barrett.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Thank
Breck
you.
In Green Bay. Breck in Green Bay will be next. Good morning.
Hi. Yes, I would like to vote for Tom Barrett. I just moved to the state, and from what I've seen, Tom Barrett just seems the best way to go.
Okay. Breck, welcome to Wisconsin. Hope you enjoy your time here, and thanks for calling. We'll go to West Bend next and talk with Paul. Paul, good morning.
Yes, I would vote for Mark Newman. I know him personally. He is a member of our church, a man of integrity and honesty, conservative, a very fine Christian man.
Okay, Paul, thanks for the call there. That's Mark Newman. You know, I knew I was going to do that at some point this hour. I'm glad I got that out of the way. Mark Newman is up to five. Scott Walker has four. Tim John, one. And 19 for Tom Barrett. Linda in Suamico.
Hello.
Linda,
yes.
Good morning.
I would certainly vote for Tom Barrett. He has an excellent work record. He, when you go to his website, you will see his plans, and he is well-versed in economics, and he's for the working class. So what more could we ask for a governor, for a great state of Wisconsin?
Okay, another vote for Barrett. And here's an email on behalf of Scott Walker, Doris from Shawano County, who says, I am supporting Scott Walker because he will cut spending. His record in budgets in Milwaukee County is fine. He knows how to cut waste and would not raid one department's funds for another, as has been done too often. So Walker and Newman in a dead heat on the Republican side with five apiece. And Tim John has one. He's the only other Democrat to get a call this hour. Tom Barrett has 20. Let's see. Dan in Eau Claire. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. My vote is for Newman because of his out-of-the-box thinking on property taxes. There was just an article in the Milwaukee Sentinel Journal about his proposed property tax ideas, and
you want to tell us what that? You want to tell us a little bit about that? What was his idea on property taxes? What does he want to do?
Well, what he said was, if anybody would voluntarily pay their property taxes monthly rather than semi-annually or annually, it means that they would begin to pay them at the beginning of the year and pay them each month, they would be forgiven 2011 property taxes. And wow. Part of that is that the state would have a large number of our, large amount of our money at the beginning of the year rather than having to wait until July or December to get it.
Okay. And I'm sure that that is going to come up this afternoon when Mark Newman is on with my good friend Ben Marins after 5 o'clock today. So you can tune in and find out more about that. So Dan and Eau Claire, a Mark Newman supporter, that's 6 now for Newman. Walker still at 5 on the Republican side. Let's find out what Kay in Maryland has to say. Kay, good morning.
Hi. I like Mr. Barrett. Last year, I think it was last year, at the Milwaukee County Fair, I think it was, State Fair, some old lady needed help, and he wasn't scared to help her. I mean, he just jumped right in there and did what had to be done, even though he got hurt. And I think that's just amazing for a politician to do that.
Okay. Kay in Maryland, another Tom Barrett supporter. Dorji in Madison will be next. Good morning.
Hi. Yes, I'm a Tibetan American, and Tom Barrett will be my candidate because, to be succinct, you know, he has everything that that a candidate needs to have, and he will be my candidate in November, and I'll vote for him.
All right. Thank you very much for that call. Let's go to Marshfield next and hear what is on Virginia's mind. Virginia, who are you supporting for governor in the primary?
Good morning. I'm supporting Tom Barrett. And I'm supporting him because I think that he is a man of integrity. I think he does what he says he's going to do. And I think he's very approachable so that the people who he's governing can feel as though they have a voice.
Okay. Thank you very much, Virginia, for that call. 800-642-1234 is the number to call to let us know who you're supporting in the primary. Who you're supporting in the primary. A number of candidates running in various parties in the primary coming up in September, and want to know who you will be voting for and why. And I want to hear you tell us what it is about your candidate that appeals to you. I don't want to hear what you don't like about the other candidates. I'd like to hear what you like about yours. And we've been having a pretty good response to this. The phone lines have been fairly full most of the hour, thank goodness. Let me tell you how we stand, and then we're going to take a short break and come back and pick some more phone calls and emails up. On the Republican side, it's Newman and Walker in a tight race on this incredibly unscientific poll. Newman has had 6 supporters, and Walker has had 5. So that would be too close to call there. On the Democratic side, Tim John has 1, and Tom Barrett now has 23. None of the above, leading the unaligned faction with 1 vote. Okay, 800-642-1234. Talk at WPR.org or leave a post on our Facebook page, not mine. Go to the Kathleen Dunn fan page, and you can write on the wall, tell us what you want or who you want for governor. I'm John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10:41. You're listening to the Ideas Network of WPR. John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. Here's what's coming up after 1 o'clock today on Talk of the Nation. Guest Tony Cox talks to military wives. Guest host, I'm sorry, I need to correct myself. Guest host Tony Cox talks to military wives. And I'm looking at these computer screens in front of me, and I have bifocals, and I can't sometimes decide which half of the bifocal I need to be looking through. Anyway, you didn't need to hear that. 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. And you can tell us who you like for governor in the primary. And we've had a lot of people call in and tell us exactly that. And Roger from Little Chute will be the next one. Roger from Little Chute, we'll go to you next. And Roger, good morning.
Good morning. I would vote for Tom Barrett and because of balanced progressivism.
Balanced progressivism. You want to tell me what that is?
Well, it takes the value of a lot of different options and takes out the goes on a progressive type style where perhaps government's involved, business is involved, the populace is involved, education is involved. I find too many people trying to imitate Tea Partiers
and theirs is not that way.
Okay, Roger, thanks for the call. And we'll go next to Sheila in De Pere. Sheila, good morning.
Yeah, I would like to put in a vote for Scott Walker, and mostly because I think that he's willing to make the hard choices and save taxpayers' money by cutting the budget, which is what he's already done in Milwaukee from what I've seen and heard watching his rise in the political career over the last few years.
Okay. That's six now for Walker, tied with Newman on the Republican side. Mick in Oshkosh, we'll get your opinion next. Mick, good morning.
Morning. My vote in the primary is going to be for Tom Barrett. I think he's just a stand-up guy that has proven to the citizens of Wisconsin that he knows how to lead. And my most important issues are women's reproductive rights and LGBTQ civil rights. And Tom Barrett has been a leader in both those instances.
All right, Mick, thanks for the call and the opinion. Zeb in Milwaukee will be next. Zeb, good morning.
Good morning. I vote for Tom Walker, Tom Barrett, because, his kid goes to school, or used to go to school with my kid in Milwaukee Public Schools, and you know, you always hear a lot of bad stuff about MPS, and I just think that it was great that, you know, he didn't send his kid to a private school. He utilized the city's resources for his child's education, and I think that was really respectable.
Okay. All right, another supporter of Tom Barrett. He's up to 26 now, and of course, the runaway winner so far in the Democratic side. Tim John, the only other Democrat to get a mention this hour, he's got one. Newman and Walker are now tied on the Republican side with six support messages apiece. 800-642-1234, excuse me, I didn't give the phone number right, but you already know it anyway, 800-642-1234, the email address talk@wpr.org. Peggy, who is on the road this morning. Peggy, good morning.
Hi. My vote is for Tom Barrett. He is a well-educated and very experienced person and is a person of integrity. I don't believe Scott Walker is well-educated. And I am also a Milwaukee County Parks employee. I have seen firsthand the destruction from Scott Walker's budget. Not only that, but I cannot say that anything, any service in Milwaukee County has improved during his term.
Okay.
So that's my reason.
All right, Peggy, thanks for that. Pat in East Troy is next. Pat, good morning.
Thank you very much for having this survey. I vote for Mark Newman, and he was our congressman for two terms. He was one of the few Republicans who voted against NAFTA, and he kept us informed while he was in Congress. So I really appreciate what he did as a congressman. I think he'll be great as a governor, and thank you very much.
All right, Pat, that's the seventh message of support for Mark Newman, who will be on with Ben Marins after 5 today on the Ideas Network. 6 for Scott Walker, Tom Barrett now with 27, Tim John 1 on the Democrat side. Let's find out what Ryan in Marathon has to say this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Yes, I'd like to voice my opinion for Tom Barrett just because I think he's going to be a little better on the environmental side of things with the Democratic Party, although I do feel I could vote for Scott Walker as an option, too.
Okay. Ryan from Marathon, another Tom Barrett voter with a little asterisk next to their little hash mark on my sheet here. Let's see. We'll go to Madison next. And Steve, you're on the line. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. My vote's for Tom Barrett, primarily because he recognizes that government has a role to do in our life and doesn't just dismiss the possibility of what government can do for us out of hand.
Okay. Steve, thank you for the call, and we'll go to another Steve. Two Steves in a row, from this one from Danbury. Steve, good morning.
Morning, John. I'm supporting Tom Barrett. He's a man of compassion. He's got experience. He was an excellent U.S. representative. You can look up his long list of achievements. I think Wisconsin would be missing an incredible opportunity for some really strong leadership if we don't elect Tom. It would be real unfortunate. He's a great man, and I ditto what the others have said in support of him as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. We'll go to Franklin, Wisconsin next and find out what's on Ernie's mind. Ernie, good morning.
Morning. I'm for Tom Barrett. For the simple reason I don't care that what Scott Walker did with all the employees for the Milwaukee County as he fired them and laid them off. The people that worked for the county tried to get a decent pension and that for their retirement, and they just lost everything. And he goes out and hires companies for security at the airport and janitorials at the courthouse. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Ernie. 800-642-1234. That's the number to call to voice your opinion. Let us know who you're supporting for governor in the upcoming primary. Who you're supporting for governor in the upcoming primary. We so far, here's what it looks like. Mark Newman on the Republican side. Mark Newman has 7 messages of support this morning, and Scott Walker, 6 on the Democrat side. Tim John has 1. Tom Barrett, 31. And then for none of the above, one person said he wasn't going to support anybody. Let's go to Wausau next and talk with Ned. Good morning, Ned.
Good morning. I support Tom Barrett for governor because he has come out with statements on a wide variety of issues, and they're quite detailed statements. You know exactly where he stands, and it takes a lot of courage to do that. Both Scott Walker and Mark Newman have not done that. There's no detailed statements of how they're going to cut the budget, where the cut's coming from. You know, they make these statements, but they don't get any details behind it. So that's why I strongly support Tom Barrett for governor.
Okay. Ned and Wausau, another vote for Barrett. Let's go to Green Lake next. And another John. John is a popular name today.
Good
Thank
morning.
Goodness. Thank goodness for
my
that.
My vote would be for Mark Newman. He relates well to people. He's a businessman. And what we need in this state more than anything is someone who is going to bring business back in instead of chasing it out the way the current administration has been doing so well. I also think he's going to put the brakes on this lunatic spending binge the Democrats have been on. That's the main reason I would vote for him.
All righty, a Newman supporter. That's 8 for Newman, 6 for Walker on the Republican side. And again, this is a totally unscientific, in fact, it couldn't possibly be less scientific poll that we're running this morning. Nate in Green Bay, you're next. Nate, good morning.
Hi, good morning. My candidate is Scott Walker, and many of the issues that we've talked about this morning involve, you know, things we've already talked about. But what I've found very frustrating, and I know what Scott Walker will approve of, is I'm not vetoing the concealed carry here in Wisconsin. Twice Doyle did that, and, you know, the legislature had spoken and in support of it, and Wisconsin will join the rest of the country in support of concealed carry soon.
All righty. Thank you very much for
Thank
that.
You.
That's 7 now for Walker, 8 for Newman. Here's another supporter of Tom Barrett in an email. Marion in Wausau says, I support and will vote for Tom Barrett for governor because he has commendable character. He is honest, with integrity and compassion. He is intelligent. His experience at the various levels of government. He is fiscally conservative. He is for education. He will help take care of the environment. So another supporter for Tom Barrett. We've got probably about 6 or 7 minutes left. Still a chance for you to call in and register your opinion with our listening audience. Who are you supporting for governor in the upcoming primary? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. And remember to try and stay focused on why it is you're supporting your candidate. What is it you like about them, not what you don't like about somebody else? We'll try and keep this as positive as we can. Here's an email on behalf of the Newman camp. An emailer says he'll vote for Newman because he supports concealed carry and was against Obamacare. Evelyn in Neenah is with us next. Evelyn, good morning.
Good morning. I am voting for Tom Barrett. He's honest. He is not dirty politics like happening on the other side. And as far as guns, if that man had been carrying a gun, we wouldn't have an honest politician with us like Tom Barrett.
Okay, Evelyn from Neenah, another Tom Barrett supporter. That's, I think, 34 now for him, and one for Tim John on the Democratic side. We're at 9 for Newman, 7 for Walker on the Republican. Let's find out what John from Viola wants to do. John, who are you voting for in the primary?
My candidate for primary is Mark Newman. He has a wonderful sense of breaking the complicated problems down very simply, and looking at the basic principles. I've met him twice, very compassionate man. I've got a great family, and I will support him.
All right. That's 10 now for Mark Newman. Nikki in Milwaukee, you'll be next. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning. Another supporter for Tom Barrett. I very much am impressed with who he is as a character, his intelligence, and his ability to look at the big picture, how all decisions made will affect us in the long run rather than just the narrow run. I admire his character, and he has my full support.
All righty. That's 35 now for Barrett. Tim John, a distant second with 1 on the Democratic side. Mark Newman has 10. Scott Walker, 7 on the Republican ballot. Here's, let's see, we'll go to Beloit next and talk to Chuck. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning. I am fully in support of Tom Barrett, and for many of the reasons that have been articulated previously, but I think one thing is that he hasn't really been seeking it. He is answering a call, and he's doing it because he knows that he is the best, most qualified candidate, and he's willing to do that as a service.
Okay, Chuck, thanks for the call.
You.
We'll go to Milwaukee next and talk to Joan. Oops, excuse me. We'll talk to Bill in Milwaukee, and then we'll get Joan. Bill, go ahead.
Good morning. Tom Barrett gets my vote because he's a hands-on man. I've met him many times. He lives here in Milwaukee, and he acts like it. I wish he'd stay here, but if he's going to be governor, he's got my vote.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Joan in Milwaukee, we'll get your take on this next. Who are you supporting in the primary?
I'm for Tom Barrett. We need a sewer socialist here. But we'll settle for Tom Barrett. He's done a good job and is a positive person.
Okay. Joan, thanks for that call. And Buzz in Cashton, we'll go to you next. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Good morning. Yes, I'll be supporting Mark Newman. I would also vote for Scott Walker if he is the candidate, but in the primary I will. I believe in his policies and programs that he would like to install. And we just, the Democrat Party is taking this country so far backwards, it's hard to comprehend, and so I'll definitely be supporting Mark Newman.
Okay, that's 11 for Mark Newman, 7 for Walker on the Republican side, Barrett now with 38, and Tim John with 1 on the Democrat side. Buzz, thanks for the call. Still a chance, if you call right now, I might be able to squeeze you in before the top of the hour. We're finding out kind of who is supporting which candidate in the primary for governor. And we've had a pretty good response so far this morning. 800-642-1234. Hit those numbers right now, and we'll try and sneak you in before we get to the end of the program. This wasn't our original intent for a program today. We thought we had a couple of authors lined up, but there was some confusion. Hopefully we'll get to talk about that book because it was a really good one. Gene from Madison has this to say in an email. As mayor of Milwaukee, Tom Barrett introduced, well, let's see, I don't see which candidate this is in support of. Oh, as mayor, well, it would have to be Tom Barrett. He introduced responsible, balanced budget, addressed crime issues, reformed schools, invested in jobs. So there's 39 for Tom Barrett. It should be noted that he was recently endorsed by Michael Bloomberg, mayor of New York City, another politician who is interested more in solving problems than in partisan politics. Deb in Wausau, I think you'll get the last word here. Deb, go ahead.
Well, I'll definitely vote Democrat. I think we're on the right
we're going on the right page, and I don't understand why people don't give the administration that's in a chance. So that's my vote, and I appreciate the call.
All righty. Well, I appreciate the call as well. Well, there you have it. Our little straw poll. I'm going to add these up here, and I don't do math very well, so you'll have to be patient with me. According to our completely unscientific and probably unprofessional straw poll, Mark Newman is the favorite Republican this hour with 11 votes, I guess you could call it. Scott Walker has 7 on the Democrat side, 40 for Barrett, Tim John 1. None of the above also got a nod here this morning. Rhonda Fanning produced this hour, and Dave Potraz was magic on-air production. Thanks a lot to him and all his hard work. It takes a village to build a radio program. Trust me on that. Larry Mueller is in next. I'm John Munson in for Kathleen Dunn. Talk to you again tomorrow morning.